Good morning, and it is such a great, great privilege for my wife and I to be here and to share the Word of God. It was a wonderful conference. We have been really blessed, and you have been really wonderful hosts to us, really ministered to us, looked after us so well, made us feel very welcome. And you didn't make us feel like we are from a faraway country. You received us like your own. It was like a homecoming for us to be here. Thank you so much for the honor of being here and for taking care of us. And also thank you for your response to the ministry that we have had to give by God's grace. This morning, hearing Pastor Dale, I thought, I took down all the notes that as he began to speak, I took all the notes. I take good notes, and I take word to word. But only ones I couldn't take was his humor. I couldn't copy his humor. How do you do that? Because you cannot laugh and write at the same time, right? And so I couldn't do that. And so I actually was wanting to speak his message, but then I thought, oh, well, without the humor, it won't be any worth. So, well, I'm not going to speak Pastor Dale's message. Just while we were worshiping, I had a few words the Lord put in my heart, and lest I forget, I would like to share those words with you. There is a person, a lady, you have serious colon issues, and the Lord's healing you. You're here, and the Lord's healing you by His Spirit. There is a person, you have something called melanoma on your skin, and the Lord is healing you. Gentlemen, God's touching you and healing you by the power of His Holy Spirit. There's a lady here, you have severe spondylosis. It's very painful and unbearable. And you're here, and the Lord heals you by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Lord's touching you, and the Lord's healing you. There's a lady, you have a problem with carpal tunnel syndrome, and the Lord is touching you and healing you by the power of His Holy Spirit. There's a person here, you have a serious problem with your vertebrae, and the Lord's touching you and curing you by the power of His Holy Spirit. There's a person here, you have you have a problem in your mucous membrane, and that blocks all the time, and you have severe pain and discomfort, and also terrible sinus attacks, and the Lord heals you by the power of His Holy Spirit, touches you and cures you. There's a person here, you have asthma, and today I declare that you are healed by the power of His Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. There is a person here, you have eczema, and the Lord cures you by the power of His Spirit. There is a person here, you have all kinds of allergies, and all of them show on your skin and on your eyes, and the Lord touches you and heals you by the power of His Holy Spirit. There is a person who has problem in your mouth, inside your mouth, you have wounds, we call it gingivitis, I think, and the Lord cures you by the power of His Holy Spirit. The Lord touches you and cures you. Today, a person who has severe lung issues, very weak lungs, severe lung issues, terrible, you cannot breathe, the Lord cures you. He's here. He touches you and sets you completely free. God touches you and cures you. There's a person, you have a problem of curvature on your spine, you will realize that when you get into the car, that you have no discomfort at all. You go healed by the power of the Holy Spirit. And everyone who responds to these words, I would like for you to stand up. Everyone who responds to these words, that's me. Hallelujah. That's me. Stand up, please. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I want us, those of you who are close to these people, would you please gather around them and start ministering to them? Thank you, Lord. We can all minister, can't we? The Lord uses all of us. Let's release healing. Hallelujah. Let's minister to these dear ones and release healing today. Father, we unite our hearts together. We unite our hearts together as we lay our hands upon our dear ones, Lord. We pray, God, for miracles this morning. This is a morning of miracles. This is a morning of divine intervention. This is a morning of divine intervention. This is a morning of divine exchange, where we exchange our disease to your health and wholeness by the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, by the stripes that Jesus bore in his body, by through his nail-pierced hands, through his wounded body. Hallelujah. It has been atoned for. You have been healed by the miracle-working power of the living God. Receive your healing. Go ahead and receive your healing. In the name of Jesus, we unite our hearts together and say to you, those who are being ministered to, you are healed. We proclaim you healed and restored in the name of Jesus by the power of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Please be seated. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I have a prophetic word I want to share with you for the church. This is what I see. This city has been protected. It has been protected from the love of God moving in to bring healing and restoration. It has been protected by walls and strongholds of the enemy. And people live in fear and intimidation. This stronghold, this territorial spirit, lurks over this place, frowning at the church, causing disturbance in homes and families. And the rate of family breakups are very, very high. And there is depression and suicide is unusually high. And the Spirit of the Lord has come upon this church. The Lord has raised you as a congregation, and you rise up in the power of the Holy Spirit. You are defeating darkness. You are confronting hell, not in your strength, but in the strength of the Lord. You rise up in the power of the Spirit, but with the covering of the Lord. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and I will say of the Lord, he is my rock and my fortress. And you will rise up with that faith and confession and confidence, not in yourself, but in the power of the living God. And you, as God's people, are doing signs and wonders and miracles. You are a change agent to this city, to this location. Not only to this city, but out of this congregation will birth, out of the womb of this congregation will birth many congregations. And they will move in war, declaring war against the powers of darkness, and you will pull down strongholds, and you will set up new camps for the glory of God. The glory of God shall be seen in you. The glory of God will flow through you. The power of the Almighty will be seen and experienced by people in your land, in your area, in your territory. For this territory is being taken over by you, and the powers of hell have nowhere to run, for they are defeated by the power of the cross. Do not fear. Do not be intimidated. Do not fear. Do not be intimidated. Do not be bashful to witness. Do not be bashful. Do not be reluctant to go out. In the name and in the power of the Holy Spirit. For the youngest of you will cast out the presence of evil. The oldest of you, you will not fear disease, but you will walk in boldness and in confidence. For the hand of the Lord and the Spirit of the Lord is upon you to do great things. You are not small, but you are great in Him. And greater is He who has called you. And powerful and mighty is He who is able to do great and powerful things through you. And you will be a change agent and bring transformation and revival and reconciliation to this part of your nation. This is what the Lord would have me share with you as a prophetic word. Please turn with me to the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah, chapter 40. And we will look from 28 to 31. Isaiah 40, 28 to 31. I want to talk to us about walking in victory. Walking in victory. Walking in victory wherever you live is very significant, is very important. None of us want to walk in darkness. None of us want to walk in fear. None of us want to walk in intimidation and defeat. For God has given us. He is more than a conqueror, and we are more than conquerors through Him. And He has called us to victory. And I want to share with you a few principles, three principles about how we can walk in victory today. Let's read 28 to 31. Have you not known, have you not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Recognize, rely, and replace. I want to talk about these three important things. Recognize, rely, and replace. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. How do we recognize our God? Not by reading books of theology and attending classes of great speakers, but the way He says, have you not known, have you not heard? To know him is to know him intimately. Intimacy with God. Long ago, when my eldest daughter was about 1 year, 1.5 years, I was trying to learn and understand what intimacy was all about, intimacy with God. And I felt like the Lord was calling me to a new level of intimacy with him, and I wanted to know that. I woke up one day very early in the morning and went out of my bedroom to the study, and I was, I had this Bible in my hand, and I had not yet put the light on. I was just talking to the Lord, just having a moment, a special moment, and I'm saying, Lord, just teach me what this really means to be intimate with you. My daughter realizes that I'm not in the room, and she gets up and she's walking, looking for me. It was dark. It was very early, about 4:30 in the morning. It was dark, and she's looking for me. She's not shouting for me, but she's looking for me. She's wiping her little eyes, and you know, she could hardly keep her eyes open, but she's missing her daddy, and she's looking. And then she sees me at a distance, and she comes running to me as fast as she could. She runs, and I'm sitting, and she jumps on me. And she places her head on my chest. And she's beginning to doze off, very comfortable, very secure. And then she opens her eyes, a little disturbed. She opens her eyes and says, what's that? I thought she heard something outside or whether she saw something. And I'm looking, what's that? Again, she says. And I says, what are you talking? She says, Doug, what's that? I understood that she was hearing my heartbeat. And she's wanting to know what that was. What's that? And I said, that's my heart. That's my heart beating. And then, you know, she fell asleep, and God spoke to me to be intimate with him is to be that close, to crawl up on his lap, place our ear on his heart and hear his heartbeat. Get that very close where you hear his heartbeat. And what happens is intimacy is where you know him and then you become like him. You hear his heartbeat and there is a certain rhythm to God's heartbeat. And you hear his heartbeat and then your heart begins to beat to the rhythm of God's heartbeat. And that's intimacy. Have you not known? Have you not heard? My daughter heard my heartbeat for the first time, and she didn't know what it was. Sometimes we do not know what it was, what God's heart beats for, but it's still all right to be at a place where you're constantly hearing his heartbeat. Because you know what? Very soon, your heart will begin to beat to the rhythm of his heartbeat. And then you will know. Have you not known? Have you not heard? It's so important for us to know him, to recognize him deeply, intimately, where our hearts begin to beat to the rhythm of his heartbeat. Where our heart, where we cry, grieve for those things that he grieves and he weeps about. Jesus wept over Jerusalem. Jeremiah wept over Jerusalem. Oh, that God's people, the church, would weep for our cities. That we would weep for our local areas. Not judge or condemn or speak curse. Do not curse darkness, just light a candle. To know him and to walk in victory is to really, to recognize God, to recognize who he is, to hear his voice, to hear his heartbeat, and to walk with him. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Now, let me go back again. Coming from a nation, living in a nation which was so very fearful, we feared for our lives. For me to go to the gate in the morning to open the gate to our house and to move out, I had to think, strategize, wonder, even pray to know it was right for me to open the gate and that it was the right time for me to open the gate to cross the road to buy something. To go to the groceries. Because there was a terrorist movement that had told us, if we see you, we kill you. They were doing all kinds of things to stall the government to do their thing. They were youth, armed with bombs and guns. And we had to know our God. We had to know him deeply, intimately. If not, we would have been crippled by fear and we wouldn't have done anything. Beloved, during those days and seasons and times when we saw bodies floating in our rivers, hundreds of bodies floating in our rivers, as we drove around, we couldn't be inside our shelter, and our protection was where the danger was. Courage rose with danger as we confronted darkness to bring light to the lost. We planted churches. We did not stop. We didn't stay in our homes. We didn't get under our beds. We were up there, preaching the word, reaching out to the sick, moving into refugee camps, loving people, giving them clothes, giving them food, caring for them. Why? Not because we were good, but because God put His power in our lives and put compassion. And we knew whom we were serving. Courage rose in times of danger. And only the power of the Holy Spirit could enable us to do that. To recognize Him and to know that He is with you. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He told His disciples who were to take the gospel and move into dangerous territory. Lo, I am with you even unto the end of age. His presence. Recognizing His presence. Recognizing who we are. He gives power to the weak and to those who have no might. He increases strength. In our own strength, we are weak. In our own ability, we are but vulnerable. But in Him and through Him who enables us, we are more than conquerors. We don't live, we don't cow down in fear. We do not give room for injustice. When injustice would rise up, we would not listen to that. We will rise up against that and even speak openly. When our churches were set ablaze and they were on fire, being set ablaze, we would stand up publicly and proclaim injustice was injustice. And we knew that God was with us. Moved by the power of the Holy Spirit from time to time. Even today, our nation is not free from injustice and bloodshed and wickedness. In the name of religion, ethno-religious nationalism would challenge the church and try to cripple the church to put fear. But courage would rise with danger because of whom we served and whom we knew. We heard His voice. And the Lord would say, son, take a few young people and go out there and pray. And we would do prayer walks and prayer drives in certain areas. The Lord would lead us. And then, after our prayer, 2-3 hours after our prayer, a terrorist attack is foiled because bombs were found and discovered. We were the searchlights to the darkest places of our city that would have been destroyed and burnt down because of bomb explosions. We stopped many a bomb explosion. How? Through a prophetic sense. We did prophetic action. We took prophetic action. Calling upon the name of Jesus like what we did last night. We read Psalm 24, 7 to 10. By reading Psalm 24, 7 to 10, we welcome Jesus into our territories. A few years ago, I was able to walk into the president's office and read Psalm 24, 7 to 10. And she stood up from her chair, presidential throne, and welcome. I prayed against the powers of hell and witchcraft from her office all over the nation, proclaiming the liberty of the Lord. How and why? And God opens doors when you are serving Him and you know who He is and you're walking in intimacy with Him. You don't skip a beat. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, He's mighty. He's powerful. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. He has done that, and he will do it for each one of us if we would be humble before him. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. In our own power, in our own strength, we won't make it. We won't make it. We may have the cutest words, the greatest arguments, and the strongest philosophies and mind-boggling wisdom of the world. None of those make it in the midst of fire. But the wisdom and the anointing and the presence of the living God. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Waiting on the Lord. That word wait. What it really means is to rely. In the original language, what it means is to rely. Not to wait for some better time. Not to sit and wait until someone does something for you. That word wait is to be intertwined. To be intertwined with God. You know, you see those huge trees, and you also see those creepers going around these huge trees. A creeper cannot stand on its own. It'll fall to the ground. It cannot stand on its own. But when it gets onto a strong tree, it grows and grows and grows high. It gets intertwined. They that are intertwined in the Lord. When we intertwine, when we wait on the Lord, when we get wrapped up in him, God comes and superimposes himself on us. Our weakness is changed to strength. We become strong in the strength of the Lord. They that rely, they that wait, they that completely gets completely dependent on the Lord, completely dependent. Not me, Lord, but you, falling before him, humbling ourselves and prostrating ourselves and allowing the Spirit of the living God to come and empower you, to flow through you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. The Spirit of God comes and completely, completely saturates you, and you rise up. You went down on your knees saying, Lord, I'm but weak. I'm unable. I need you, Lord. I cannot do without you, Lord. You are the tree. I am the branch, Lord. I need you. Cannot be cut off from you. You go down that way and then you rise up. Having had an intimate moment with the Lord. Where the Spirit of God, where God has come and superimposed himself on you, and you have been changed into his likeness. No more fearful, because you have the word of the Lord and the direction of the Holy Spirit. Despite what went on, we saw the churches multiply. When my wife and I went over into Sri Lanka, within 2 years, war broke out. And we had only 5 churches during that time in 1983. And through the war, you might have thought, we might have thought, if it was the human strength and energy, we wouldn't have had much. But today we have 1,865 churches. By the power of the Holy Spirit, every one of those have been planted through prayer walks pulling down strongholds, speaking the blessing and the presence of the Lord, inviting the King of Glory to come in. We have seen mighty things happen. They that wait, they that rely on the Lord, those whose faith and confidence is completely wrapped up in Him and Him alone, they whose identity is completely wrapped up in Jesus, are different. And shall renew their strength. They who wait on the Lord, they who rely on the Lord, shall renew their strength. That word renew, the better word is replace. The better word is replace. When you are intertwined in Him, His Spirit begins to work inside of you. He transforms you. You are changed from glory to glory. The power of the cross works effectually in us, changing and transforming us. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. And what? All things are passed away. And behold, all things become new. Now that's what it means. When you are in Him, completely yielded, dependent on Him and wrapped up in Him, and He is beginning to superimpose Himself on you and I, what happens is we are changed. We become new. We take up the wings of an eagle. Little illustration. If I have an old car, I can take the car and go do a good repair job. I can take it to a garage and get them to do a good repair job. Paint it, get all the rust off, put new seats, do everything by a racing car steering. We can do all kinds of things on that car. But still, it is a good old repair car. It's not a new car. But you can take that car, without going through all that trouble, you can take that car and exchange it for something new. You trade in when you come to Him and you're completely lost in Him. You trade in. Your weakness for His strength. Your disease for His healing and health. You trade in your sorrows to His joy. You trade in that which is hopeless to a life of hope-filled joy. You trade in your sorrow. You trade in your pain. You trade in your sickness. You trade in your disease. You trade in your hopelessness for what God has for you. A complete transformation. This is victory. This is walking in victory. The Sri Lankan church is a first generation church. People are converts from Buddhism and Hindu and Islam. They have no concept of Christianity. They have no cultural dynamics on, you know, the Western church or Western Christianity. All they know is what they begin to experience when we walk by faith in the power of the Holy Spirit. Our faith and our confidence becomes Jesus. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall run and not be weary. They shall take the wings of the eagles. They will run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We are not called to weariness. We are not called to faint, but we are called to walk in victory. And the way we do that is by knowing Him, is by relying on Him, and is by seeing God do a work of transformation in our lives. Father, we give you praise. I pray the anointing of your Spirit upon all of us, that we would all, Lord, walk lives that are crucified but resurrected by the power of your Spirit. Lord, that we would be a God-dependent people. Not an independent, but a God-dependent people. People who have died to self and who have experienced the resurrected power of the Lord. Lord, I pray a blessing on this congregation. I pray, O God, that the word that was spoken prophetically would take a hold of the heart of the church and the very womb of the church, the very spirit of the church, and they would be propelled into great victories by the power of your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, and God bless you. Amen.